Namaste and welcome to this special episode on the occasion of International Yoga Day. A hearty congratulations and good wishes on the occasion of International Yoga Day to everyone. Over the past month or so, we have been talking to each other regularly, and your friends have been very kind and benevolent to open your hearts to us. You have reached out to us asking for spiritual guidance and support, and the Brahma Kumaris have responded equally. And over the past 1 month, we have been speaking to each other, listening to what you have to say, answering the questions that you would like to ask. And today is also a special day. And like every day, we have a special spiritual master, a master of meditation, who answers our questions, who offers spiritual wisdom to us, and also takes us to the depths of spirituality so that we can deal these changing times in a better way. Today, we have Brahma Kumari sister. Today, we have Brahma Kumari sister Sudha Didi with us. She is the director of the Brahma Kumari centers in Russia, and she lives in Moscow. And over the past many decades, she has been guiding millions on the path of spirituality in both India, abroad, and elsewhere. So we welcome Sudha Didi to the show. Didi, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, a very happy congratulation on the International Yoga Day, Didi, to you.
Yeah, same to you, Srinidhi Bhai, and to all our listeners and the participants of this beautiful program of Be the Change.
Didi, over the past 1 month or so, we have been talking to many of our friends, and we do everyday program in Hindi, and many of our friends had said that they wanted a program in English. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been doing every Sunday an English episode so that people who speak English and people who have English as a first language can also take benefit of the spiritual wisdom. Mm-hmm. And today, we're fortunate that we have you with us on a very special day. So I would like to take a special message from you on the occasion of the International Yoga Day. Mm-hmm. Please do enlighten us a little bit about today.
Good evening, dear friends. Dear sisters and brothers, on this wonderful day, International Yoga Day, which has been included in the calendar of United Nations organizations, you know, I would like to encourage you and inspire you to know theoretically and then practically get the experience of this subject of yoga. Most probably you know that in Brahma Kumaris we talk about Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga means the kingly, royal yoga. So Raj Yoga practice and its understanding, you know, brings royalty in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. Actually, since our childhood, we all used to listen to the stories of kings and queens and princes and princesses. And we would like to be like them, like kings, you know, royal kings. And so how to bring that royalty in our life in all spheres. And not only that, but how to be successful in all the aspects of life, whether it is our relationship, whether it is our mental peace, you know, state of mind, or whether it is our happiness or our health, physical health, you know, and our work, our job, our homely tasks and so on. So my experience says that practice of yoga increases so much of concentration and self-respect in you that you are able to really be a successful person in life. So therefore, I would encourage you to definitely not just participate in these sessions which you are participating, and congratulations for that. But I would like to encourage you to go to some center, try to know more about it, practice it, and get the maximum benefits.
Thank you very much, Didi. Indeed, the celebrations this year have happened in a very different way. Most of us are staying home. We are no longer doing a public program or any event like that, when many people have been looking forward to going to centers where they could learn meditation, they could learn Raja Yoga. The times have been quite challenging in the past 3-4 months for many.
Right. Uh-huh.
So some
yes,
of us.
Yes, you know, but you know that this is the same situation everywhere. But what I would like to tell you is that when we had public programs, generally, you know, people do not turn up nowadays so many in numbers. Maybe somewhere in tens, somewhere in hundreds, hardly somewhere will be in thousands. But what I have found is that since this lockdown period, when we started programs online, thousands and thousands of people, you know, they are taking the benefit of that. So there is a saying, where there is a way, there is a will. And so if I want to learn, I can learn even online. Of course, face to face, it's something wonderful. But when I want to learn, I can do that also.
Very nice, Judy. So I would take the questions that have come up on our screens. Yeah. Many of our friends over the past 3-4 months have been facing difficult times. Some of them have coped up with this change. But for some, they have needed support and they did reach out to us. And one of the common questions that came up is, when will this go away? When will we come back to a normal way of living? Mm-hmm. And often we do not have answers for it, but many people are concerned about it. Mm-hmm. So do you think that is a good way? Is it a good attitude for us to look forward for something, to come back to the way it was and not enjoy the present moment, not appreciate the time that we have today?
Mm-hmm. You know that I think that wise people learn to live in the present. They learn from the past, and at this moment when we are facing this situation worldwide, it gives us really a time that what can I learn from my past, you know, in all the aspects of my life. Maybe sometimes I was not very soft and polite, and so therefore I spoiled my relationship with somebody. You know, somebody was telling me this recently, one experience, that when he was still a student, he had a very good friend, but because of some reason there was a conflict with him. And now this is a married person, and years passed after that, now this person is living in Russia. And so since then they didn't talk to each other. Whenever he goes to that city, he does not call him. He also does not call him. And that this conflict continues years and years and years and years. So, but after this lockdown, one day this man who is living in Russia, in Moscow now, he said that I had this thought. So what is this? I have not talked to my friend since so many years. Let me try to make a call to him. So he gathered that courage and called that person. And, you know, when they called each other, talked to each other, of course, both of them probably talked about where that person was wrong or where this person was wrong and why you did this and why you did that. But ultimately, they came to an understanding and they could communicate with each other so well, and that friendship returned back. You know, sometimes when we are in silence, when we don't have to do many activities in such a way as we were used to do, that running here and there, unnecessarily going to markets and unnecessarily going here and there and talking and, you know, gossiping and so on and so forth, on telephones for hours and so on. But when we find time for silence, we can recover, you know, we can recover our past also, by realizing that what was something not good in my past and what was good in my past, what was good. So let me continue that good, and what was not good as far as me as a person is concerned, let me try to bring a change in myself, and that will improve my relationships. It can be connected to my health even. Probably, you know, I have been very careless about my health. I have not been doing that to my body what I needed to be done. But now, because I have time, so I begin to realize here I was not very right. My food habits were not right. I was not doing any exercise, or I was not doing any movements. So now I have to come to that. Even if I can't go outside, but I can do some exercises at home, and I can, so that my body is healthy. because the experience says that when the body is also healthy, it is comparatively easy to face difficult and unexpected situations. One is that external pressure, unexpected situations, difficult situations. And another is your own physical body. When your body is also not cooperating with you, then this external pressure becomes more. And so therefore, I think that instead of thinking about future, that when will we come back to that time, better is to enjoy the present and to make the maximum benefit of this present. I have found this in my life here. You know, we had been thinking of organizing online programs since 3 years at least. And we could not do it because we were so busy all the time in different activities. And now situation came. And so we did it. So when you begin to see the benefit of the present situation, and it's a question of changing your attitude, how do you look at a situation, from which angle you are looking. If your attitude is positive, your perspective is different, then you are easily able to find many things which can be used for you.
Interesting, Vivi. Like you mentioned, it is something that what we have in front of us, we should see it as an opportunity. And probably the time that we have is also something that is not going to come back to us. So we should not be looking forward to something, but take benefit of the time and do something new that you've not done. And rightly, like you pointed your example, that you've been trying to do online programs and now you could not find time. And now this opportunity came through and we have made these programs, and it is indeed a pleasure that we are talking to you online. You're sitting there in Moscow.
I think it was otherwise it had been very difficult really to organize such programs.
Those of you friends who are watching this program, if you'd like to ask a question to Didi, or if you want to say something to her, or if you just want to share something from your heart, or if you just want to give us a shout out, we can always do that. You can write a comment in the comment section of this video on Facebook or on YouTube or wherever you're watching this video. You can always comment in the comment section and we'll take up your questions if they are there in the comment section. And if you want to say something, your comments will be displayed on the screen. And for those of you who have already asked the questions, I'll slowly take one by one. So please be patient with me. The first question for the day comes from Nikita Parvani. Nikita has asked this question on YouTube and she says, Om Shanti, a happy yoga day to everyone. And she has two questions and she says, Didi, other people's disapproval has a huge effect on my health. It ruins my faith in myself and makes me depressed. I also can't make everyone happy. Everyone in the family, friends, these people, whatever they think about me also has an effect on me. And she says that in this situation, my ego is bruised a little. People try to criticize me and they don't believe in me. So what should I do in situations where I cannot please everyone? And because of that, my self-worth diminishes and I question myself. I question my own role about what is my role and what am I doing here. So, and also she feels that I do not receive any support from my loved ones or family in trying to achieve my goals or success in my own life.
Mm-hmm. And Nikita, I would like to suggest you one thing. Give yourself a week. And whosoever are your members of your family, your loved ones, one day dedicate to one person and keep yourself in the position of that person and that person in your position. And try to look at the situation from the point of view of that person. Do you understand me? So if you try to look at the same situation from the point of view of the members of the family, why they are not satisfied with you, why they are not supporting you, why they are not cooperating with you, and so on and so on. So maybe there is a need of understanding from your side. So first of all, this is my personal experience also, you know, because when I look at any situation from only my point of view, is very narrow, I see only this much. I don't see anything more than that. And when I begin to look at the same situation from this person's point of view, or only even one more person's point of view, my vision broadens. I begin to understand that person. I begin to understand his point of view. And then I begin to understand where I am not right in my thinking or in my behavior and so on. Or why I am not right to criticize or to disapprove that person. Because on one hand, they are disapproving you, but in your heart, you are disapproving them. So it is going on. One from there, two from here, four from there, eight from there. So it is going on and it is increasing and it is becoming like a fire. And so because you have this question, and I think you have this greatest, strongest wish to improve the atmosphere, to improve the relationships, you have to begin the change with the self. And this is why the name of this program is Be the Change. You know, be the change that you want to see in others. For that, my experience says that you need to put yourself in the shoes of others so that you will understand them better. And if you really find that you are not wrong, it is there more than, you know, too much of expectations or too much of critical point of view. Really, they are not right to think like that. Or they are telling each other and, you know, becoming like a group and they have separated you. Something like that. Then what you need to do is you just accept this situation. Think that it is a test for you. And you maintain your own self-respect. Don't lose that. That is most important, because you have analyzed that you are not wrong. And if you are right, do not accept that what people are saying. In our spiritual knowledge, you know, one of the lessons which we listen is that if somebody wants to give you that what you do not need, somebody is offering you a rotten apple, will you take it? You will not take it. So in the same way, people are offering you something rotten. You don't need it. Don't accept it internally. But when you accept it internally, you are hurt. When you are hurt, you lose your self-respect. And probably, if not in words, internally you react in the same way as people react. And so therefore, two things. One is try to understand them by putting yourself in their place. And second is, if you are 100% right and they are not right, then just don't accept. Consider it as a test for you, and with the remembrance of God, making God as your companion, get that power so that you will be able to pass in this test with flying colors.
Thank you so much, Didi. Indeed, it requires a little bit of effort, and one has to relook at the things the way they are. And probably with a positive outlook, things would change. And I'll take the next question from Facebook again. And we have our friend who is Anil Bhagwani. Anil has this question. He asks, how to know after trying enough in your career that it is the time now to take a U-turn and do something different if the results are not coming specifically? And his point is specifically in sports career, or should we continue trying more seriously? Please guide. I believe this is a common question that many people are now questioning about their own careers now, Didi, because over the past 3-4 months, nothing much has happened. People have come to a standstill in terms of the growth in their career. And the things that they have tried, to do have also not borne much fruits. So we come to a point at one point where we don't know whether we should continue what we are doing or we should choose something else. We should choose a different career or something. But in Anil's case, he says that he is specifically in the sports career, and now he is contemplating whether he should continue or try doing something else.
Very good, Anil bhai. I would like to suggest, because you are particularly asking about sports career. So as far as situation today, you know, and as we listen to the forecast, you know, that I listened once to the chief doctor of All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi. And so his comment was that we need to now learn to live with this virus. This was one of his comments. And so I don't think that the situation which we are facing now is going to change very quickly. It can take a lot of time. We just need to accept it and not become disheartened. And because of that, better to think of something else instead of sports. Because in sports, we know how it happens, you know, how we are very close to each other. And when we win, what happens? And when we are defeated, what happens? And so on. So very much, too much of emotions, you know, work, not only in those who are sportsmen, but people who are observing the sports, even they become so emotional and they begin to shout if their party wins and something like that. So my suggestion will be that instead of, you know, changing instantly, mentally, but begin to think what are your capabilities or what you can learn more easily. Prepare yourself internally, and instead of leaving instantly this course of this career of sports, then you have to prepare yourself for another career. You have to prepare yourself for that. And then you shift to from this to that. And as far as sports is concerned, I will suggest that at least for a couple of years, probably better not to go for that. Better is if you want to do some sports, so do in some other way and not in that way as the way you were doing earlier.
Very nice, Didi. Indeed, many of us are at the moment where we think that it is time to do something new, because over the past 3 months, when we see that we have not achieved much, we have not done much, it is quite natural for us to have these thoughts. But like you rightfully advised, that we should probably relook at our strengths, what are the things that we have gained from it. And if we want to shift to a different career, then probably we should ask these questions to ourselves, that what do we really like doing? And probably, like you said rightly, that we should prepare ourselves for the next career, that what is that I really want to do. Thank you very much, Dick. I would say the next question comes from YouTube, and Meethi Koina is the next person who is asking the question. She says that, Didi, every time I work hard, but as soon as I come closer to success, I don't know what happens. I get distracted and stop doing my work. Please give me a solution. I think this happens to some of the kids as well. They prepare very well for the examination, but the moment they enter the examination hall, they kind of lose their entire enthusiasm and they stop doing anything. So everybody knows what happens after that. But Meethi's question, I believe, is Meethi has this question that she knows that over the time that she has come closer to success, and suddenly she gets distracted. So Meethi provides her with the solution.
Yes, Meethi, your name is Meethi. It means you are very, very Meethi. You are very sweet. Yes. And I can, you know, I'm not seeing your photograph here, but I can imagine that you are a young girl and you are making efforts, working hard to attain success. But one of the things which you have to add in your personality is concentration. Concentration, because I have observed some people, you know, who are distracted because they see that somebody else is getting success in that other profession or other line or other kind of thing, you know, better. And that gives name and fame and popularity and this and that. So what attracts the people, distracts the people is that when they begin to compare, when they begin to look at others, that what others are doing, probably if I will also do the same, that may become the reason, you know, for my better success. And so I will suggest you not only to increase your concentration, but you have to thoroughly check yourself, study yourself, and see what are your specialities, what are your capabilities, what are your talents, what are your skills. Understand one thing, each person in this world is different. Two people cannot be alike. Don't try to become like another person and get distracted from that what you are doing. Sometimes there can be people who can particularly distract you and say that, Michi, what are you doing? This is all nonsense, you know. People used to do this in the 20th century or 19th century. For you, better will be this, do this. Look, nowadays modern thing is this. And you, one person says that, second says, third says, fourth says, and you begin to doubt in the self. Probably they are all right and I am not right. No. Listen to them. It is said, between your two ears, there is your head also. So listen to the people, but use your head. You have to use, see that what are your specialities, what are your capabilities, how can you use them and bring benefit to the self and also to the society. So therefore, then you won't be distracted, you know. People say, do this, so you know. Okay, but internally you know, I know what I have to do. Second person says, I know I have to do what I have to do. So you have your strong power of decision, determination. When you are determined, determination is the key to success. You are guaranteed going to get success.
Thank you very much, Didi. I think one of our young friends also has a question on a similar grounds. I take this next question from Shivraj Singh, and he's joining us on Facebook. And on Facebook Live, he asks this question that he feels very depressed when his family is doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And he also goes on to say that I want peace of mind and I want to live alone. So most of our young friends with little of tussle that is happening in the family nowadays, because most of us have never been used to spending so much of time with our family members now.
Yeah.
And suddenly there are different aspects of a family that relationship is coming up to us. So we have to deal with different aspects of our parents, our siblings, or anybody who's in the family. And suddenly we feel that, no, this is not working out fine. Mm-hmm. Now you feel like, no, I have to live alone. So mm-hmm. please guide him.
Mm-hmm. Shivraji, I think that if you at the moment are feeling depressed or not happy with your family, and this is why you are having this thought of living alone, I will suggest you not to decide to buy or rent a room or a flat or a home, something like that, and just decide forever for living alone. No, don't do that. If at all you want to do it, maybe you can try for a week, for a month, for 2 months. And then while being alone, try to look at the situation from a different angle, from a different point of view, and try to understand your family members. Because by nature, man cannot live alone. Man is a social being. Family is the very, very important, you know, aspect of human life. But of course, when there is tussle in the family, it becomes very tough. And this is why we need to try our best to finish that tussle and to create the harmonious relationships in the family. And the spiritual wisdom says here that the only way is begin to look at the goodness of each other. Just think about, I don't know how much is your age. If you are young, maybe you are living with your parents or elder brothers and sisters. So just go back a little bit, few years back and think of when you were a very little baby, what your mother did for you, what your father did for you, what your elders, brothers and sisters did for you. Just think that, how they sustained you, how they made you grow. You know, internally, because they were happy when you entered, when you became the member of their family. And later some such situations came, some such things happened, you know, which created that kind of a subtle or gross conflict in the family, which you do not like. Maybe there are certain things which they do not like, you know, and this is creating. And most important is lack of communication. You know, this communication gap is creating the bigger problem. So if you can have that courage, and determination to invite all the members of the family for a very healthy communication. Talk to each other with respect. And yes, there will be complaints that you did that, you did this, you will have some complaints. But have the aim of resolving these conflicts. Have this aim of resolving the conflicts. Then it will be easy to come to a final, you know, this harmony in relationships. Because living alone, I don't think that it is a solution. You will become more depressed. If at all you want to do, don't do it more than a month or so. It's just for an experiment and you will see. You will think that for the beginning, you will feel that you are very happy. Everything is okay now. Nobody is disturbing you. You are the master of your own will. Whatever you want to do, you do. You sleep when you want to sleep. You eat when you want to eat. So you are free. You will say that it is freedom. But I don't think that it is real freedom. You know, the real freedom is the internal freedom. When I can become free from my ego, when I can become free from my anger, when I can become free from my arrogance, from jealousy or from hatred, then this is called the inner freedom, the real freedom. And then when we are free from that, then it becomes easy to communicate and easy to come to a understanding and ultimately create good relationships and good atmosphere. So I will suggest like that. I won't suggest you to separate yourself from the family. Ultimately, family will be helping you a lot.
Very beautifully said, Didi. And I think many times we say that we cannot choose our family. Of course, we can choose our friends. But the reason why we have a family is because they are our natural friends. They have seen us for so long. And like you said, it is important to stay with the family at the moment and do not think about the heat of this moment, but think about the good memories that you've had with them, about the nicer times when you were born, when you were loved. It is a good thing to reflect on that, and then probably we can look at the brighter picture as well. I'll take the next question. The next question comes from Shruti Agarwal. She has joined us on YouTube. And she asks this question. She says she's a mother, and she says that my son is 18 years old. He is good in studies. He is sincere and disciplined. He expects his friends also to be like him. He can't be very friendly with his friends at the moment because he has too much of expectations from his friends. And because of this reason, he feels lonely sometimes. How can I help him? Is her question.
Yes, this is a problem in different aspects, you know, in different ways this problem comes when there is expectation of others. And, you know, this actually understanding, I think that Shruti Agarwal, yes, you said Shruti. So Shruti Agarwal ji, you know, one thing is that you try to, first of all, understand your son. That because he is sincere and disciplined and very good in studies, and so he wants his friends to be like him. Maybe this is the expectation of many, many, many people like that, when they are accurate, very disciplined, very regular, very, you know, punctual. So they think that others also should be like them. But one thing is that you just try to understand your son, that it is a, you know, people have different way of thinking. But what you can do is you can talk to your son and tell him this example, that look, we have five fingers in our hand, and this is my own hand, but all the five fingers are different. They are not alike. They can't be the same. It is impossible that they will be the same. Even leaves on a tree, any tree, no two leaves can be the same. Even my hair on my head, no two hair can be the same. It is impossible that we will find two people exactly alike. And trying to make them like me, you know, it is, I think, not wisdom. It is not wisdom. It will be useless to think like that, because it is not going to happen. They can become better than you, or they will remain worse than you, but they cannot be like you. So you just need to develop that ability to accept everyone as they are. Maybe you are disciplined and you are very sincere, very good, wonderful, you are good in studies, but maybe they have some other qualities which you do not have. Probably one of them is quite polite, another one of them is very clean, loves hygiene, third one of them is very respectful and he respects everybody. Maybe you are not having those qualities. So if you begin to look in your friends, their good qualities, which you might not be having, like your good qualities, they are not having. So maybe you are also not having their good qualities. And if you want them to change, first you need to pick up from them their good qualities. If you begin to appreciate them for their good qualities, if you begin to praise them for their good qualities, if you begin to value them and begin to adopt these qualities in you, probably you will have a right to tell them even that, okay, friends, let us be more sincere in our studies, let us be more disciplined in a friendly way. But if you do not pick up good thing from them, then you don't have right to say anything or, you know, expect anything from them, and then become alone and lonely and so on. So therefore, begin from the self. Let's say again, be the change that you want to bring in others.
Thank you very much, Didi. It is always said that variety is the spice of life, and like you rightly pointed out, that the world is full of variety. No two people are alike, so we have to appreciate the differences that we have. And if we celebrate these differences, there might be some speciality that my friend has that I do not have, and something that I have and my friend doesn't have. So it is important to appreciate and recognize these things. Very nicely said. Miti thanks you for your wisdom, Didi. And she says that you, Didi, it is a good luck that we are getting an opportunity to talk to sweet sisters like you. Thanks so much, Miti, for the feedback. Yatindra Kumar has the next question. He is joining us on YouTube and he says, I used to cry a lot even for small scenes. How should I avoid this? I'm crying right now also. That's because my mom scolded me. I cry for small things. Please help.
Yatendra Kumar, your question itself says that you do not want to cry, right? This is why you are asking this question. You don't want to cry. So why should you cry? No, people should do that, what they want to do. You don't want to cry. Then why are you crying? You just ask yourself, why I am crying? You are crying because you are not respecting yourself, number one. This is why you are crying. You do not respect your wants. You do not want to cry. You want to be happy. So if you want to be happy, that's all. It is so simple. But, you know, I remember that he says that my mom scolded me and this is why he is crying. And so, again, I will say here two things. One is, ask yourself whether your mom was wrong when she scolded you, or you did some mistake and this is why she scolded you. Okay, she scolded you, she was not right. Fine, be accepted. But did you do some mistake? This is because of which your mom scolded you? Ask yourself this question. If yes, that means first you have to say to your mom, sorry, I won't do it again. Then your crying will stop. Second thing is, if, you know, small things happen in the life, you know, they are just the, like, small scenes of this drama of life. We cry when we begin to think a lot about these small scenes and make them big scenes. Like there is a saying, making a mountain out of a mole. You know, situation was small, but I think so much about it that it becomes a big, huge mountain like Himalaya. And then I think that how to cross this Himalaya. So, okay, situation came, passed away, let it go, let it pass. The situation has gone, that second has passed. Why should I stretch this second, past second in the present and spoil my present also? So I have to learn two lessons here. Number one is that I should see that was I wrong because of which I was scolded by mom or papa or somebody else. If I was not right, I have to correct myself. Rather, I have to say sorry. Second thing is that I need to learn the lesson of doing past as past. Every moment, this moment is present. This moment somebody did something, a scene happened, but next moment it is not there. It has gone. It has passed. So I need to learn this lesson of past is past. Let it go. And now I am living in the present. Then I will stop crying. And third thing is that you have to accumulate in you the treasure of happiness. Think of all the successful stories of life. Think of all those events when your mama loved you. Think of all those events when your mama cooked for you. When she sent you to the school, making you ready, making your bag ready, and so on. Think of all those scenes and accumulate, write them in your diary. And you will find those beautiful scenes were at least 10 times more than the scenes when your mom scolded you or when something happened which was not pleasant for you. This accumulating the treasure of happiness will help you stop crying.
Thank you very much, Didi. Indeed, I believe this would help my friend, and he would understand that, of course, he is wise enough to recognize that it is not a good thing to cry. And he has also identified that he cries for small things. And you very rightly pointed out that if he works on himself, if he makes a list of these things, then probably these small changes would make him a more stable person, a more happier person, because he wants to be happy. I would like to take the next question, also comes from YouTube, and the question is from Mohit. And Mohit asks this question that, as a son, I always feel that I'm not as intelligent and fearless like my father. Sometimes people compare you to your father's traits. How do you deal with that? I believe this happens to people who have grown up and they see themselves as a reflection of their father. And today, also being Father's Day, I believe this is an apt question that many children might also want to own up or to be like their fathers. But sometimes there might be a difference that we cannot become like our fathers as much as they are, because they are always an inspirational figures in front of us. So what would you like to suggest to him?
Mohit, I think that first of all, you should be very happy that you have a very intelligent and fearless father. And so, you know, enjoy this fortune of yours that you are born in this family, and be thankful to your fortune, and also appreciate your father from your heart. If people are comparing you and they are seeing that you are not like your father, not as intelligent, as fearless as your father is, And you yourself say that I am not as intelligent and fearless as my father. And when people also say the same, so you should tell them, yes, I understand, it is like that. That's all. So simple. Because you know it is like this. And I, as I told earlier, people can't be alike. It is not that because we are born in a particular family, so all the children will be the same as their parents. Some children are very bright than their parents. Some children are not so bright as their parents. Some children are very accurate, more accurate than their parents. They are different because it is not only a genetic factor which creates us, you know, which brings us. There are three factors which probably you will come to know more about it when you undergo our course of spiritual knowledge, and that what are those factors which bring us in a particular family. When we are born in a particular family, why I am born in a particular family with this father, this mother, this grandfather, this grandmother, this brother, this sister, and so on. So there are different reasons for that, not just a genetic reason. And therefore, first thing, you have to, anybody who compares you and you feel hurt about that, so you stop feeling hurt because you realize that it is like this. My father is more intelligent. Okay, good, great. I am happy about that. But maybe, quite possible that you are good in something else. You are good in, for example, computer. Maybe your father does not know as much computer as you know. Maybe you are very good in photography. Maybe you are very good in filmmaking. Maybe you are good in, you know, cooking, for example. Maybe you are very good in cleaning. You know, you can have, you just need to find your specialities and that you have. It is 100% sure. Every human being, when he comes in this world, he comes with a speciality, a very unique speciality. And then there are the branches of that speciality. So what you need to do is, you need to find your speciality of that and let this speciality grow. Let this speciality grow. So your father is intelligent in one thing, fearless, and maybe you become more respectable, you become more patient, you become more tolerant, you become more accommodative. So you can have those qualities and intelligence in one aspect of life. Maybe you can become intelligent in using some other speciality of yours. So therefore, don't mind when people compare. Just say, okay, I know I am not like that. Just laughingly say that. Take it as a joke and people will stop comparing. You will see that. And secondly, find your own speciality, your own uniqueness, and allow it to grow. Have faith in you. Have confidence that you have that speciality. Everyone has. We just need to recognize that and let it grow.
Very beautifully said, Didi. And I believe this is a gift that we can all give ourselves. That we should look for our own specialities, that what makes me me, what is it that that shines in me, what is that that I stand out for. And if we look at our specialities, then probably we will not compare ourselves with anybody else. And even if somebody else is comparing you with your own father, or for that matter, for anyone, you can always say that it is his speciality and mine is mine. So that's the reason he's the father and I'm the son. Very beautifully said. Thank you so much. I take the next question from Shivani, and Shivani has joined us on YouTube, and she says, how one should handle toxic colleagues who are toxic and not ready to understand you, and instead land up always creating a scene in front of team members. I think this is a work-related query, and many people have started working from home. The interaction between team members, the physical interaction, has also gone down to a greater level. And since everything is happening on an e-meeting and there are no more team bonding activities that used to happen at workplace, so suddenly we now feel that colleagues are criticizing each other. And when this happens right in front of you, sometimes you feel it is toxic that these people are pointing me out. And how do we deal with situations like this where people are blaming you in public or trying to pull you down in public.
Shivani, number one thing I would like to say to you is that we are passing through that phase of this world drama where this culture of blaming and complaining has become probably, you know, viral. It has become most popular. People can criticize anyone. People can blame anyone, anyone for that matter. And actually, that is, they show their own state, internal state. When a person is internally empty and discontent, and instead of making efforts to make him content by working on the self, it is easiest way to blame others, to criticize others, to defame others, and to, you know, complain against others, to put them down in front of others. It is the easiest way, and the person feels satisfied that I have done it. You know, this is actually the sign of weakness, the spiritual weakness in the soul. And this is why people do it. And it is like in the whole world, this problem is growing a lot. So just first to accept it, that such is the scene of this world drama at the moment. This is why we call it Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga means the age of conflicts, the age of problems and so on. And these are also one of the problems. Second thing is, here I would like to say, as I said in one of the questions earlier, that, you know, you say that they don't want to understand you. Sometimes, you know, it also happens that we also do not try to understand others. Maybe you need to give a pause to yourself and look at your colleagues from a very detached point of view, not as your colleague, but as someone who does not know them, who has not been working with them much. But he looks at them as a detached observer, you know, try to look at your colleagues from a distance, from a detached point of view, from beyond, from above. Quite possible that somewhere they are not right. You need to check yourself. Maybe somewhere, something, some kind of change is needed in you also. Because anything that comes to us, it comes to us not without any reason. Nothing happens without cause. Every effect has a cause. So something must have happened, maybe in this life or in our past life, or my own misunderstanding, my own expectations from them. They are not according to my expectations. This is why I am dissatisfied. For example, you know, there is a possibility, like I tell you my own example, when I was still studying in the Delhi University. I did my MSc from there, but I got the spiritual knowledge in my school. And as a student of spirituality, I adopted certain principles of food, for example. So I did not eat anything from the cafe, from market or something like that. I used to eat food cooked by my mother. But my friends, for first year, you know, they used to make comments at me, joke at me. They used to eat all my food when I used to open my lunch box. And they wanted to force me to go to cafe with them and to eat with them and so on. But I just laughed at it and never minded it. And not even felt that I am hungry. I am since morning in my university from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the evening. And it happened for 1 year, whole first year, BSc first year. But after that, we studied for 4 years together. You know, they became cooperative. They began to cooperate with me, understand me that this is my principle. And because I don't want to eat anywhere, I want to eat food that is cooked by my mother or by me, Then they began to cooperate with me. If there will be no food available, they will try to bring some fruit or something like that. And they began to appreciate it. So sometimes, you know, we also need to be a little light and don't make the things heavy. Don't make them complicated. And that why they are doing like that, why that. Okay, just like in a humor, you just need to pass it away and you will become light. And then when there will be the opportunity, you can talk to them that this is, you know, this is what I think, this is what you think. Okay, so let us not try to force this person, or they don't force you to do something, because everybody has his own choice ultimately. You know, you can't force them to do that what you want to do, isn't it?
Thank you so much, Divi. I believe it was wonderful talking to you. There are so many solutions that came out naturally. And I believe the spiritual truths, when they come out in a form of an application where you can actually apply them to yourself, it kind of heals oneself that it is not so difficult actually to do these things. Otherwise, if you just want to do it, then people know the way, but they do not know how to actually go ahead. And when we see that there are people who are guiding us, who have already been there, and people who have done that, it just makes us feel assured that, yes, we can also do it. It is not as difficult as it appears to be. And thank you so much for those assurances that you gave us. Many of our friends are sending thank you messages, and one of the messages is also from Shefali. Shefali is from Facebook, and she says, where is Raja Yoga meditation offered? Is it online? Shefali, like Didi said, you can always go to the Brahma Kumaris Raja Yoga Center, which is closest to the place where you live or work, and you can learn meditation from there. But you can also learn meditation online. We have a website which says learnmeditationonline.org, where you can also log on to there and you can do a meditation course. And you can also log on to the Brahma Kumaris website, www.brahmakumaris.com. And also every day in the evening at 5:30 on the Brahma Kumaris official Facebook page, that is facebook.com/brahmakumaris, and on the official YouTube channel, that is youtube.com/brahmakumaris, you can join in for a 15-minute guided meditation every day in the evening at 5:30. According to Indian Standard Time. So 5:30 to 5:45 p.m. in the evening, you can join us for an online guided meditation in English. And you can continue doing there. And if you want more guidance, you can always write to us at socialmedia@brahmakumaris.com, so we can guide you and help you with further help that you might need. Many of our friends are sending in thank you messages, and they're also appreciating the session, Didi. Kailash Gupta says that the teachings were very helpful for the life. Thank you so much, Kailash, for appreciation. Rashmi Manish Mehta also says, thank you so much, Didi, for the wonderful session. Thank you indeed, Rashmi. And I believe there are so many thank you messages that if I continue reading your messages and feedback, I believe we'll take another hour or so. We're very come close to 1 hour's time now. And I would like to thank all of you who have participated in today's sessions, and you've asked some questions, you have sent in feedbacks, you've given us a shout out, and you've also congratulated and given good wishes on the occasion of Yoga Day. So thank you very so much for being so open-hearted to us. And indeed, we look forward to seeing you again. But on all of your behalfs who have asked questions today and passed comments, I would like to thank Sudha Didi, who has joined us all the way from Russia, Moscow. And Didi, thank you so much on behalf of all our viewers whom you have shared your wisdom with and whom you have guided. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Didi, may I now request you, like every day we have our masters of meditation with us, and we have this fortune of meditating with them, and they would guide us into meditation. So for the next 3 or 4 minutes, may I request you to please guide us into meditation. Selva has a question for us, and he says, how should we intensify Raja Yoga practice? I believe, Selva, Didi has answered that question, that you should make it in a regular practice. And if you would want to practice meditation every day, you can always log on to facebook.com/brahmakumaris or on YouTube channel, where every evening we are doing guided meditations with regular practice. You can increase your meditation practice. And now Didi will also guide us for meditation for the next 5 minutes, and you can also experience meditation and intensify your efforts. Over to you, Didi, for the meditation.
Raj Yoga meditation. It's a very simple practice. You need not even close your eyes. You need not sit in any special posture. You need not chant any mantra. You just need to turn within. Become aware of yourself. Wherever you are now, in that premises, in that room, on that chair, become aware of just that chair and yourself. Be very relaxed. And take your attention inwards. Inwards at the level of the center of your forehead. The place where people in India apply tilak. You don't. It is symbolic of my true self. Become aware of this living dot within. It's a tiny point of light. A tiny, sparkling, shining star. A radiating star. Radiating light of peace. The light of love. The light of purity. The light of joy. This is me. A soul. A spiritual being. I am a pure, peaceful soul. I love peace. I radiate peace. I love purity. I radiate purity. I am the child of God, the Supreme Father, the one who always gives, and only gives. I, the soul, learn from my father to be a giver. I do not expect anything from anyone. I just will need you to. I radiate love. I radiate peace. I radiate purity. I create a beautiful atmosphere, a charged atmosphere, charged with purity, peace and love. I am a soul, God's child. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.